Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Farming is more than a livelihood. It's a legacy. Simplot was founded by a hardworking farmer like you over 90 years ago, and we've been growing America's farms for generations. With local crop advisors grounded in your success, Simplot Grower Solutions is in your fields and by your side. We dig in deep to pinpoint what you need, where you need it, when you need it, even when the forecast is unpredictable. Find your local crop advisor at SimplotGrowerSolutions.com.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how are you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
Mm-mm.
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your sorghum from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
Nationally, the corn and the soybean crops heading downhill a little more this week. Latest crop progress numbers. Corn crop continues to fall the most, though, dropping another 5 points to 50% in good to excellent shape. Two worst states we've been following, Illinois and Missouri. Illinois down to 26% in good to excellent shape. That's down 10 points from a week ago. Missouri, 31% in good to excellent condition now, down 12 points compared to 1 week ago. Harvest of our 2023 hard red winter wheat crop continues. A little bit of progress. We go from 8% up to 21% now done in the state of Kansas, still 17 points behind their five-year average. Oklahoma now from 40 up to 55% of the crop now harvested. That's 24 points below the five-year average. Oklahoma Wheat Commission, by the way, calls it 57%. Harvested here in 2023. Texas, meanwhile, 74% of the crop now harvested, up 12 points from a week ago, and right on track with the five-year average. Pasture and range conditions all over the place. We're looking at Kansas at 31% in good to excellent shape, down 3 points. Oklahoma right now at 53% in good to excellent shape, dropping 6 points in the latest week. Coming in July, it'll be the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, and their closing general session is going to be fascinating. Matt Makins, who's working with Cattle Facts at their Outlook Sessions, believes that we're moving from La Nina to El Nino.
Question is the timing, how fast that transition will take place. And sure enough, it's certainly played out. And so I'm like you, I'm anxious to get an update and kind of see, based on the data and based on his own experience, kind of where he says he feels like we're in that transition. Trying to understand that better is so we can make some plans individually as well as collectively as an industry will be critical. So that's going to be a great ending session for that convention.
OCA Executive VP Michael Kelsey talking about Matt Makins, the closing general session keynoter at the OCA convention next month. Michael says that Matt has a great way of explaining the weather in a very practical sense.
Matt's really easy to, in my opinion, Matt is really easy to follow. What he says makes sense. He gives incredible data to support what he says, but he also doesn't extend himself out there so far that you're just going to pump bank on it, if you will, because the weather can change, obviously. But based upon the trends, based upon the host of data that we have, he puts those things together and kind of can give us a really good, solid weather outlook picture. And Matt just does a good job talking on my level, if that makes sense, and talking to me. And that's what I appreciate, because he's a scientist. Mm-hmm. And being able to do that is valuable.
OCA's Michael Kelsey. You've got farm news on Ron.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.